This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to Theremin 30, the monthly Theremin music podcast. This is the March 2021 episode and number 23 in the series. This month I've got music from Canada, England, Japan, and the USA, and my interview guest is Yoko Onishi. She is curator of a private theremin museum and the host of a theremin recital that live streams once a month on YouTube. Let's get the show started now with new educational music from Nova Scotia, Canada's singing scientist, Dr. G. Here's an edit of his new single called Particle.
One day I started shrinking to a microscopic size, and all the objects that had seemed so solid to my eyes looked different at this level. And just then I realized that it's all made up of particles. It's all made up of particles. I saw molecules just like the kind that make up me and you. And they were made of atoms, doing things that atoms do. And they protons, neutrons, and electrons, too. It's all made up of particles. It's all made up of particles.
Down to the molecules, down to the atoms, the elements, down to the protons and electrons. Everything's made of particles.
Everything's made of particles.
Down to the quarks and the bosons. At the quantum level, everything's made of particles.
Everything's made of particles. Everything's made of particles.
And the bosons at the quantum level, everything's made of particles.
Everything's made of particles. Everything's made of particles.
Thank you.
We started that set with Halifax theremin and science educator Dr. G, with a track from his new Particle/Wave double-sided single. You can see the music video for Particle on the Theremin 30 YouTube playlist. After that, I played a track called Burning Witches by Liverpool, UK recording artist Kevin Sinnott. It's from his brand new EP release, Pray to the Theremin. You can listen to all 7 tracks from the album on his Bandcamp page. To get there, just click on Kevin's name in this month's show notes. Let's take a quick look now at the calendar of Theremin events. On March 21st, Andmo performs at the Kobe Big Apple. There's another Bandcamp Friday on April 2nd. And on April 15th, Robert Meyer will be a guest soloist with the Brandenburg State Orchestra of Frankfurt in a live performance of the Spellbound Concerto. Check out links to all of these events and more at calendar.theremin30.com. Later in the show, I've got electronic music from the Banter Experience that will send you for a loop. And after the break, I'll visit with Yoko Onishi, so stick around. The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com. Yoko Onishi is a wonderfully talented thereminist based in Zushi City in the Kanagawa Prefecture, about 30 miles south of Tokyo, Japan. When I invited Yoko to be a guest on the podcast, there was a bit of a language barrier. I only know about 20 words in Japanese, and she didn't feel she could speak off the cuff in English. So she had me write down my questions and email them to her. Then, with the help of her sister, Yuko Hori Nokita, she wrote her answers in English so she could read them out loud. You won't hear Yoko's sister speaking in the recording, but she was standing by to help us with additional translation. Yoko Onishi, thank you so much for being on the Theremin 30 podcast.
Thank you very much for invitation.
I wanted to talk to you because I've been seeing your photographs on Facebook over the last few months from your theremin museum. How did you become interested in playing theremins and then collecting them?
I found out about theremin on the internet. As you know, Dr. Theremin's documentary film was completed in 1993 and was released in Japan in the summer of 2001. At that time, theremin boom occurred in Japan and class lessons in the culture school became a little popular. As I didn't watch the movie then, I didn't know what theremin was. But anyway, I registered in culture course just with the information that there seems to be a mysterious instrument to play without touching it. I thought this kind of boom must be transient, that to try it at least was good experience to me. Then I slipped on the banana peel. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is Dr. Mom's word. When he started making electronic musical instruments and entered the world of theremin. In Japanese, we say hamaru for this condition.
So tell me, what is the Theremin Museum?
Oh, it's a little museum where you can see or experience several types of theremin. It's located in Zushi City, the town next to Kamakura, Japan. It opened on August 28th last year. Now 19 theremins are in the museum.
And what's the mission of the Theremin Museum?
I hope that it will be a place to let people know about theremin and various theremin players. In September, on the year before last, my musical performance was introduced at Theremin 30 here. Thank you. And after that, I often listen to the program of Theremin 30. I'm not good at English, so I can't understand. I can't understand most of what they say, but I can hear the sound of theremin. It was very exciting for me to know that there are so many players around the world playing theremin. Many, many theremin players with different style. It was exciting that we say waku waku in Japanese.
Waku waku.
Waku waku. Waku, waku. Oh, on the other hand, in Japan, I was often surprised to find that my friends were unaware that there are many attractive theremin players in Japan. I thought this was a waste. And I wanted to live stream using YouTube and introduce various styles of theremin players. Also, 2 years ago, the RCA Ceramine came to me. Needless to say, RCA Ceramine is a ceramine sold by RCA in the United States from 1929 to 1930.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first ceramine in the market, and above all, it was ceramine produced by Dr. Ceramine himself. I got the RCA Ceramine from a private French owner. It's an old instrument, so when I got it, there were some problems and it was difficult to play. I asked MV Labo, the company in Nagoya, Japan, to repair it for me. Of course, I also asked him to restore it to the original condition as close as possible. When I turned it on, after it was returned to me, the big vacuum tube gradually glowed and started to make a powerful sound. I felt as if I felt the time of Dr. Ceramine directly on my skin and was greatly moved. Waku waku. It's waku waku.
Waku
waku. Waku. Now, Ceramine is right in front of us as a playable musical instrument. We don't have any doubt about it. But please think that about 100 years ago, when nobody knew if it could be a musical instrument, Dr. Ceramine made a musical instrument from electronic circuit and old vacuum tube. It's amazing. This was the beginning of all the electronic musical instruments. The name of Ceramine is also commonly used nowadays. No one doubts it. But Dr. Ceramine created many inventions besides Ceramine. Among the many inventions, only this musical instrument has its inventor's name. When the repair of RCA Ceramine was done perfectly, RCAceramine.com posted it on the web registry. As you may know, there's a big vacuum tube inside, which they don't fabricate anymore. If you use a vacuum tube too much, it will exhaust. But if you don't use it, it will fall asleep. The exhaustion of the vacuum tube should be postponed as long as possible, so I decided to spray this ceramine once in a month to keep its original tone created by Dr. Ceramine. That is a live stream called RCA Ceramine Evening. And on this day, we are also delivering a live that introduces various ceramine prayers.
They're streamed from your Theremin Museum. Are there any events scheduled in the near future?
In Tokyo time, from 1400 to 1500, on the fourth Saturday of every month, the sound of RCA and the performance of the guest prayer ceremony are live streamed on YouTube. On March the 27th, we'll invite Chintai Jinkaku, one of the Japanese prayers, as a guest. You can see all the before live stream on archive. Please search for RCA Ceramic Evening on YouTube.
Considering the COVID-19 pandemic, can people visit the museum right now, or do they need to make an appointment, or are there regular business hours when people can come by? Because it is your home.
Oh, my ceramic museum takes guests with a reservation only. Please make a reservation by email or phone.
How did this all get started? How did you decide to start the museum? Is this all your own work, or did you have people help you?
Oh, I remodeled a part of my home and released it as a ceramic museum.
All by yourself?
Yes.
How did you find all the different theremin models you have?
By the internet and by word of mouth from my friend.
Were the instruments donated to your museum? Are they on loan, or did you buy them all?
All the instruments are my partner property. So one of them was donated by my friend. He donated it to me when I told him that I had opened the ceramic museum. It's a ceramic made in Australia.
You have a lot of the same instruments that I have. Moog and Lost Volt. You have a few that I don't have, and one of them is the World Globe Theremin. Tell me about that one.
It's a ceramine which I ordered to MB Labo in Nagoya, Japan. The outside was originally a wine rack. The ceramine with an ultra-compact VCO inside, which is made by MB Labo. You can change its tone from a slightly sawtooth wave tone to a sine wave tone with a single knob. By switching the range, the playing range can be changed to high or to low. I can say it's a little nice trick. The color of the LED lamp on top of a pitch antenna changes according to its volume.
What's your own personal favorite instrument in the museum?
Oh, now it's RCA Ceramine.
I would think so.
In live distribution, we are also trying to pick up the CERAMI waveform with a microphone and see the waveform with a spectrum analyzer. CERAMI these days are all fundamental overtones, overtones, and overtones. The waveform is easy to understand. But the waveform of RC CERAMI is complicated. Or I must say, it's quite distorted. The sound is mixed with noise to create a nice sound. For that reason, I think the tone is attractive, so it's difficult to say. When playing CERAMI, we often suffer from unidentified noise. Before, I consulted with a person familiar with the cables and tried various cables. As I changed the cable with the one that don't have less noise and less, clearer and clearer the sound became, but also it became dull. I noticed at that time that the noise itself is the sound. My favorite phrase is, a lotus flowers blooming in the swamp of noise. My friend poet gave me this wonderful phrase. I'd like to aim for a lotus flower that blooms in the swamp of noise.
Do all of the other instruments work? And can visitors play them when they visit your museum?
Now, one unit does not work well, so I sent to MB Lab in Nagoya for maintenance. I think it will be back soon. Whether the visitor can play it or not depends on the visitor. If the visitor knows how to handle CERAMI, he'll be welcome to play any. But if the visitor has little experience with how to handle CERAMI, the instruments he can play will be limited.
How can people find out more information about the CERAMI Museum and contact you about possibly arranging to go there?
Search for RCA CERAMI Evening on YouTube or Facebook, and you can reach us.
Thanks to Yoko Onishi, I now know 22 words in Japanese. And if you are hamaru about CERAMI music, you should find Yoko Onishi's RCA CERAMI Evening live stream on YouTube to be very waku waku. The next event is scheduled for Saturday, March 27th. It starts at 2 p.m. Tokyo time, so in other parts of the world, that could be Saturday morning or maybe even Friday night. If you look at the event on the CERAMI 30 calendar, you can see it adjusted for your local time zone. Let's listen now to a performance from the fourth episode of the RCA CERAMI Evening. Here are the CERAMI and guitar duo Torine and Mahihara with a lovely song called Prayer Flower. Thank you. There's more theremin music coming up. Theremin music, to be precise, so stay tuned. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. We're almost out of time for this month's edition of the Theremin 30 podcast. To send us out, here is a track from New Mexico recording artist The Banter Experience. This is called Somewhere on a Snowy Desert. Thank you. You can watch a performance and a discussion about how the Banter Experience used the TheraMini and MIDI looping techniques to create the track I just played. You'll find that video on the Theremin 30 YouTube playlist. Many thanks to Dr. G, Kevin Sinnott, Torine and Mahihara, and the Banter Experience for sharing their music. Also, domo arigato to Yoko Onishi for being this month's interview guest. I must say, having her on the show was waku waku. As always, I encourage you to support all of the artists that appear in these podcasts with your ears, your eyes, and with your wallet if you're able. And if you'd like to support this show, there's a tip jar on the website. Until next time, I'm your host, Rick Reed. The pandemic isn't over yet, so be careful out there, and we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.